the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
You can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
This podcast is the problem.
Yes, and yes it is.
It's me. This podcast is the problem, it's me.
Welcome to a freak accident. I'm just distracted by Kara's shirt, which has never been more accurate. But anyway, welcome to the show, which is the best mistake ever. We call it a freak accident because it is. That's exactly what it is. Perfect descriptor. Perfect name, really. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. It's good to see you social media-ing, you know, like within 5 minutes of being back. That's awesome. Our website is afreakaccident. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com, and our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Four hosts, full house today, too.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have the full house theme, like, queued up, ready for every time, like, all four of us are actually here because it's such a rarity. But I'm Crisco. While he's doing that, we'll go the other way around the table.
Okay. I'm Mickey. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I was waiting for you to talk and introduce yourself.
Usually we go the other way around.
I know. I just said we're going a different direction.
I wasn't listening.
Hi, Kara.
Hi. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then
Wait. Oh, there it is.
Whatever happened to the
victim? The full cast today.
The paper boy, the evening TV.
So, you know, it might be great that Kara's here and she's doing all great doing social media.
What?
But earlier today, she was accidentally racist.
Well,
yes,
Kara, what did you do? First of all, go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Oh, I'm Lazy.
Oh, wow. No one's listening to you today.
No, I just don't have the presence this time around, I guess.
You were calling Kara, sir.
Sir, please, sir. Sir, pay attention, sir. Yeah, cause she's doing social media. Mickey never listens, and he's distracted by whatever he's fingering on the iPad. So,
Oh boy.
See, I'm incidentally sexual, not accidentally racist. So.
Oh, and she was.
I didn't even know. I still don't know. I didn't Google it.
Okay.
You didn't Google it?
Should I just
not
come
yet.
Out
I
and
just
tell
took,
you right
took
now?
It out.
Yeah.
So I was talking about a scene from The Office where Creed goes, they're talking about Jan having fake boobs, and he goes, like them all natural, swing low, swing chariot. And she goes, swing really loud, swing low, sweet. I'm like, dude, that's a slave song.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll do you one better.
I didn't know that.
So
I just thought it was old. I just thought it was really old.
And then, on this episode of A Full House, Kara was racist.
Oh yeah, it's like a very special episode. On this very special episode of A Freak Accident, we deal with racism amongst one of our own. Can you guess who it is?
I didn't sing it to be mean. I just sang it because I knew the song.
Yeah, you knew it because your family is the lineage.
No, I never heard it from my family. I think I heard it on something.
I'll do you one better, though.
Jokes.
Good.
So, Mickey and I work at the same job during the day.
Unfortunately.
Now. Yeah. She has to see me every day. Wow. There's a guy that we work with, Chris. Right?
Chris, the other Chris.
Yeah, the other Chris. He's a good dude. A little bit naive, though. Very naive.
I was going to say, a little? You're giving him a lot of credit.
Older dude, there's a lot of things you don't understand. We make fun of him a lot of the time
because
able to say things that he just doesn't get. And he's confused, and then he asks about them, and he's like, oh, wait, no, I don't want to know that. But the one day, there was another guy we work with, Josh. Okay, Josh is black. The one day, we were all on a project together, and they were up in one of the lifts. Like, they were working on something up high. And Chris is up there working, and he's singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
No! Oh.
And I'm looking up at him, and Josh is looking down at me, just shaking his head no.
God love Josh.
Because, like, now Josh is a good sport,
he
though.
Is,
you know?
Yes.
I was like, he's just shaking his head no at me. And, like, later on, they came down, and I'm like, Chris, you do know the origins of that song, right? No, I don't. When I explained it to him, he goes, and he turns and looks at Josh. Josh is just shaking his head. I'm like, how do you, like, it was bad enough that you did it. It was worse that you did it while working with a black dude.
Yeah.
Totally not appropriate. But he just didn't realize because he had no clue where that song came from. He just knew it was a working song. He didn't know the context of the kind of work that went along with it necessarily.
Me either, but when I put it in, what is this, Wikipedia? It says that it's a spiritual song.
Yes.
And a best known
yes.
That they sang
Christian
to keep
hymn.
Their spirits up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
they're actually called,
then it's nice.
They're actually called Negro spirituals.
Oh.
Spiritual is like the less offensive term
it is
that they use for
spiritual, you're right.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, yeah. They used to sing those songs when they were oppressed, like Lazy E said, to keep their spirits up. And to keep their mind on heavenly things and not earthly things.
Yeah, so thanks.
Because Kara. They were also forcibly converted to Christianity.
Wait, hang on. Kara's got to defend her racism.
Wikipedia.
Just
right,
let her defend
it. Look
at
a different way. Let me look at a different website.
You can just believe me. I'm smarter than Google, remember?
I do believe
it's
you,
true.
Actually. Because
as smart as Google. Let's not
get
crazy.
Yeah, as smart as.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Maybe next.
Oh, here. What is the double meaning?
What are you talking about?
It says there's a double meaning encoded in Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Oh,
the Jordan River as representative of the first step to freedom from slavery.
Stop talking. You're going to say something that shouldn't be on the air.
I'm just reading it.
Yeah, I know. I can read a lot of things, too.
Yeah. There are a lot
of educating all of us.
There are a lot of manifestos. I don't.
That
need
doesn't
education.
Mean that's true either.
Kara, listen. Look at me.
I'm done.
So I know
done.
You're listening. Look
I am
at me.
Listening. I'm not going to talk about it again.
Here's the thing: Lazy E, Mickey, and me don't need this education. You
I know.
Do.
Well, that's why I was trying to see.
So read it quietly to yourself later.
All right, I will.
Just trust us in the meantime.
All right, I guess
what you did was racist.
She's trying to defend it. That's what she's doing. She's looking this up because she's
there's
like...
There's recordings of it by Etta James, Eric Clapton, UB40.
Wow, UB40's a random one.
I know!
Like,
Johnny Cash?
Okay.
I'm just telling you. I'm just saying that people have done lots of recordings of it. So yes. It's possible I heard it. Not in conjunction with
no, you didn't.
That. It's no. Just maybe I heard it. Look at all these people that have recorded it.
Well, considering you just found out they recorded it, you didn't hear it from them.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. Maybe I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
What's that shirt saying? It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
I'm sorry.
It's me.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, though. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a teachable moment, and it's a good thing.
Well, that's the point. That's what I was...
Yeah, it's teachable to you.
And maybe someone else. Who knows?
We taught them. We don't need to read whatever site you were about to read off of.
It wasn't any. It was just a sentence, and I was going to credit it to Wikipedia or whatever. I don't know.
So you were going to credit it to someone that it wasn't from?
Well, whatever it was on, I was going to credit it to.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
My email was hacked today.
Again?
Oh, surprising.
Not like
oh,
really hacked.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't really hacked. It was
by me. She left it up. Then
I
this
was
going
to say it was hijacked. Is
yeah,
what it was
hijacked. That's yeah. What it was.
This guy, Val, did it first, and he emailed me, and it said, my fave. And he goes, I just want you to let you know you're the best. And it came from Karen. I'm like... Well, that was nice. And then it said, the next one came in and says, I'm pooping. And I'm like, oh no, Kara had a stroke. So I ran into the studio and I'm like, are you okay? And she goes, I'm not emailing anybody. So once I found that out and she found that out, we walk over to her desk. We find out it's the other guy. And then she leaves and leaves the email open. So I put,
well,
I then email him with, I have diarrhea in my cheeks.
Well, now, wait a minute. So here's the thing. Kara, the last couple of times she's been hacked, has made the statement here on the program that she has no idea how this happened. But then, like, common corporate practice is when you walk away from your desk, you lock your screen. That's, like, just yeah. A given
thing. No one
thing.
Should be in my office.
Well, you have
Why
candy
were you in my
no
office?
One, no
candy
one should, in there.
I do.
No one should
there.
Be in your account either, but
Correct.
They are. So maybe you should take a precaution or two to prevent such things from happening.
A diarrhea should it be in my butt cheeks, like that email said.
Was it?
No.
I get a feeling like she's not learning anything today.
No.
No.
These things are bouncing off of her like lead off Superman. This is like...
I take that as a compliment.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. That just means you're ignorant.
I'm Superman.
You are as ignorant as Superman is bulletproof. That's what I'm saying.
That's different then.
A little bit.
Takes on a bit of a different timber when you think
timber!
Of it that
Timber! Oh,
there goes the
I can't
ADD.
Say a word. I can't say a thing. Not a single thing could be spoken of on this show. Did you guys see my post on Instagram earlier today?
I don't go on Instagram.
It was also on Facebook.
Okay, then maybe I did.
Let me see
I did
it.
Not.
So it was, all right, so basically I was driving down the road today and there's an adult store.
Oh, I saw
in Wilkes-Barre. And there's a sign out front. It says July deal.
Oh, boy.
Buy one, get one, VD. I said, this is either really unfortunate marketing or really brilliant marketing.
Yep.
What had happened was they said, buy one, get one DVD.
Right.
But and the D had off. Fallen down.
That's what she did.
Which happens at these places a lot.
Yes!
But it just says, buy one, get one VD. I'm like, either really unfortunate or really brilliant. I can't decide which.
Wait a minute. That was your post... Your first post since October 29th of 2022 on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't do a lot on the Instagram that much. I'm not an attractive person, and I don't have much to share.
All right.
You have cats.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's true.
You'd have lots of followers if you just shared pictures of your cats.
Eleanor's has already got that on lock. I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to commit.
She does, and she does a good job.
Plagiarism.
Yeah.
She celebrates Catter Day every weekend.
Yes, she
it's
does.
It's a whole thing.
Well, it's a thing.
It is a thing,
It's
but,
cute.
But I'm
it's
not going to.
Vibe.
It is.
I don't want to, like, you know what I mean, encroach on her territory.
That's correct.
Yeah. So.
Nice. Sweet of you.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, I'm also not that interesting. So, you know, what am I going to put on Instagram?
That's why I haven't logged on to it since I made it.
Yeah. So go ahead, Kara, judge me. It's fine.
I am. Okay. Look at my eyes. Those be judging eyes.
Oh, they are. I feel judged. I feel like I'm going to get put away for a couple of years for committing heinous crimes.
Nothing.
All right.
No.
I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Since you emailed about poop.
As she leaves her phone open for us to play with.
And well, my phone is what I'm part of my work here.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You guys celebrate Prime Day? Buy anything?
I did.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I bought some cheap frames for my signed jerseys.
Oh, nice.
There were great deals on them, so I was like, all right, I can finally frame them up, put them on the wall.
Make
nice.
Your man cave.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Kara, nice. Did you get anything?
No, I put a bunch of stuff in my cart that I want, that I'm pretending I'm going to buy.
Oh.
We'll see which ones
so
I actually
buy. So you get
like
a little bit of the thrill, but not exactly
the
payoff.
Yeah, we're going to see. It depends.
No.
I got one of those things where, like, you lay down and you put it under your neck and you lay back and it cracks every tube in your neck.
Wait a minute. There are tubes in our neck?
No.
Oh.
It was a figure of speech. But it like elongates your upper spine and it like cracks everything back there and oh my god, I can't wait.
Doesn't sound like...
'Cause my neck always feels terrible.
My neck.
I got that and I got a pair of hiking boots.
Hmm.
I had a pair of hiking boots that I wanted, and they were like more than 50% off. So I'm all like, right. Mine! Thank you very, very much.
Here you go, Overlord Bezos.
Yeah, whatever, man. Go to space again with my money. I don't care. I want these boots, and I got them. So.
Oh, and when you get them, we could go. We could say killer boots, man.
Oh, yes.
Killer boots.
Killer boots. Man.
All right. Well, that was definitely something that happened.
You waited for me to talk. I had nothing to say.
You know what's really unfortunate, though, is like we forget the reason for the season. And that is that Optimus Prime died for our sins.
He did.
And so
on this special episode of A Freak Accident.
Therefore, we celebrate Prime Day to honor him.
Yep.
his great sacrifice to save Earth from the Decepticons.
Sweet.
The menace of the Satan of Megatron. Metatron? That's an angel. Never mind.
No, that's whatchamacallit, Zuckerberg. He's Metatron.
Oh, yeah, right.
Metatron.
Is that cage fight between him and Musk actually going to happen?
Oh, it'll be a big nerd slap fight.
People are like, oh, you know, Zuckerberg's actually trained in jiu-jitsu. I'm like, I could break that dude like a pencil. Like, there's no way he's any good at that. There's not.
I have no idea.
No way.
And then I love, my favorite one was Elon Musk. I'll give Zuckerberg whatever he trained before this.
Yeah.
Then it shows Elon Musk with a bunch of UFC fighters. I'm like, you don't get the training by osmosis just taking a picture with them.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's hoping that maybe if they punch him in the head enough times, he'll get smart enough to fix Twitter and then also back out of this fight. Maybe. I mean,
no.
You know.
No.
All right, yeah. You can't add information by punching. You can only take it away.
Mm-hmm. I don't even, how would that even solve anything anyway, though?
It just makes a lot
like
of money.
Two
for
nerds
them.
Fighting, yeah, it makes
no
sense.
There's nothing, yeah. They need more money for their giant mountains.
Really, it sounds like they're trying to bring back that claymation.
Oh, what celebrity deathmatch.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Mm. Trying to hype that back up again.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, you still owe me pizza, by the way. Us pizza.
Oh, you're right. I do. I forgot about that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, remember that?
I wasn't here for that.
Oh, you weren't here for that.
There was a segment.
She promised us pizza.
I did. We were talking
there
about.
There was a segment. I forget what the exact context of it was at this point. I'm going to have to go back and re-listen.
It was about making it.
It was a couple months ago already. We were talking about like the differences between Old Forge style and regular style, or like square cut and round cut, because square cut is usually prepared differently. And we were saying, like, what if you made round with the same ingredients that you make square?
I really
square,
don't remember the conversation.
We're going to have to go back and revisit. All I know is I do remember that Kara owes me pizza.
Yeah,
that I know. That I won't forget. But
I did offer it. I have pizza flavored chips in my car right now.
That's not the same.
No.
They are good though.
On the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Getting right into it here. After all of this.
After all of that, we're getting right into it.
Yeah. After Kara's accidental racism. And I hope you've learned your lesson.
We even talked about that already.
The 10 most common social media sins we commit online. Is one of them accidentally posting something racist? Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be on there. We got 8 rules for healthy arguments. Finally.
Uh-oh.
The return of Yes or BS.
Woo!
In honor of the sacrifice of
Optimus Prime.
Prime, I will be playing the Amazon edition of Yes or BS.
Oh.
We got a new trend, which is dumping rich friends. For what reason? Stay tuned to find out. Mm-hmm. And a mathematician came up with the ultimate swear word. How that matters or makes any sense, I don't know.
All right, I guess.
But it's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident, which is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Just realized I'm 2, right?
Yeah, that would be how numbers work.
Well, Parlor is responsible for my brain and is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever go down.
Oh,
but Parlor
God.
Isn't just soda. Shut up. It's a lifestyle. Not kind of like Kara's lifestyle that we found out a little bit ago.
Oh,
is a little
gosh.
Sketchy. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear, are edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody with 3 delicious and unique flavors available now: root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
Okay, they posted something the other day about root beer floats.
Oh.
And
we
that's
had
the
that
only
here
thing,
once.
It's the only thing I could think of. It's the only thing I keep thinking of. Root beer, Parlor root beer, and vanilla ice cream.
You do it with the butterscotch.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah. I will try that too. So also you should try that, I guess. I was talking about myself too much there.
Sugar overload.
Yeah. Give it to me.
All right. So stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparlor.com right now to order yourself the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Yummy!
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is A Freak Accident.
Facebook, Google Plus, Q-Zone's a Chinese must. Sina Weibo, Form Spring, Habbo is a teen thing. LinkedIn's a business stage, Ren's an Asian rage. Instagram for photo shares, Bebo's good for questionnaire. Social media's here to stay.
just embrace it every time.
Hey.
All right. From the New York Post, have you ever gotten into a fight with a celebrity online?
I did.
Did you really?
X-Pac. The wrestler.
That's right. I remember that.
I thought you said Xbox wrong.
No, this wrestler X-Pac. The one time, a long time ago, I was live tweeting the wrestling pay-per-views, and he was notorious because when he went to the indie wrestling federations after he lost, you know, being a big-time wrestler, he tore his anus. So I said, how's that anus doing? And then we got into a fight till like 3 in the morning online.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
All right.
Well, 1 in 5 Americans claim they have argued with celebrities online. That is one thing about social media is, like, those people are very accessible.
Yeah.
And their feelings are also as fragile as like, you know, sugar glass. Like, yeah. They just turn to dust the moment you say anything bad about them. But someone polled 3,000 people to find the most common social media sins we commit online. I don't think that's a sin. That's just
fun.
Yeah, those people need to be brought down a peg or two.
Maybe not X-Pac. I mean, he was already brought down.
Yeah, he tore his butt. I mean, that's bad. I feel bad for the guy. Yeah. And then he's got Lazy making fun of him. That just makes it worse.
Rude. I know.
How rude. Full House.
I know.
Because I was staying with the theme. I was staying with the theme of the show.
Great. I'm glad.
Whatever happened to
Xbox the butt?
Man, the paper boy, Evening TV.
So this is the top 10 in the New York Post. 17% said, so the most common social media sins, the top 10. I don't know how, I guess this is like the number of people who are polled who've done this.
Okay.
I guess that's what it is. 17% said they've catfished someone.
That's rude. Awful, but I did it when I was in high school, before it was a word.
Why?
What?
Well,
how?
There was this one friend of ours that we kind of picked on quite a bit, and I wasn't the starter of it, but I knew about it, so I'm just as guilty. We made up a girl called Kelly Andrews.
Oh my God.
And we started messaging him on AIM, and... It was only for a week, and he already put an away message up. Remember when those things were a thing?
Yeah.
And it said, I found the light at the end of my tunnel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a week.
And
it was a week.
He never even met Kelly Andrews in real life.
And then we were sending him pictures. He says, I want to see a picture of you. So one was like this girl in a cheer, like at a high school cheerleader, because we were in high school at the time. And, then we sent a picture. He goes, oh, let me see more pictures. And we go, this is my sister. We sent straight up porn. And he didn't pick up on it.
Wow.
Whose fault is it? Is it us or is
it? It's your fault. Absolutely.
But
it's your fault.
It's more like 60-40.
It's not.
Actually,
it's
100%
like,
your fault.
But how did he not figure it out?
I'm not saying he's not dumb, but it was still wrong of you to do that.
But
100% your fault wrong.
Actually, how do you know he didn't figure it out? Maybe he was catfishing you back by pretending he was in love with this fake person you created.
No, because he hasn't talked to us since.
No, people like that are never that clever. They never get the one up. They're just victimized
and
constantly by people like him. Bullies.
Yeah.
Did me and my friends really catfish him if it wasn't a term yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
You did, by the very definition of what catfishing is, you catfish that man.
Yeah, but at that time, it was just lying.
Okay. Well, still, that's better. That's better.
Right.
So. It is.
Yeah.
It sounds still is. Better.
Yeah. You were emotionally manipulating a vulnerable person. That's... You should be proud.
Who had
I was fat and had a lazy eye. I had to take whatever shots I could take.
50% of those things are still true.
This is true. But I was a lot fatter then.
Okay. So, catfishing wrong. Remember that guy? There was a guy. He worked at the radio station.
Oh, he's not alive anymore. I don't think we should talk about
that. Did COVID
get
him?
No.
Well, I don't want to know.
Yep.
Gonna leave that
we shouldn't
go.
Talk about him.
Anyway, he did have a fake profile that he was using to hit on people who were contest winners and stuff at the radio station. So that's like, you know, perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he that was, you know, he also thought that he was going to be the person to replace Lazy E when he left Knight.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
He was pretending to be a very enthusiastic listener who said, you know who should be in that position.
Oh, my God.
Is...
Oh, yeah. He was trying to catfish
and then,
like the
and then
station.
We caught him doing it in the engineering office. And then our head of engineering at that time went in there and said, can you stop?
Wait, caught him
like
yeah.
pretending.
Catfishing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Woo-hoo, I got so nervous when you said got doing it. And then I was like, what else was going on?
Now, 19% claim they've argued with a celebrity on social media.
All right, so far I'm doing good.
Yeah, I'm
winning.
Yeah,
yeah, you're winning, being the worst.
Yeah.
I've argued. I did argue the one time with Jonah Ray, who's like he's like a minor celebrity, but he's like the new host of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh,
okay.
I argued with him one time.
Did he argue back to
yes.
with you?
Yes, he did. It was a back, but it was actually quite respectful.
Oh,
it wasn't like vicious right. because I'm actually not that vicious of a person.
It was
so.
A debate.
It was a respectful debate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it was an argument, though, I guess, in the purest sense yeah. of the term.
All
so,
right. You know, you get points for that one.
I didn't call him, like, names or make him feel dumb or, like, you know, insult his intelligence or anything like
did
that.
Did you make fun of his butthole?
Did you
can't
become
say
the...
that I did. I don't okay. know much about his butthole, to be honest with you.
Did you become the light at the end of his tunnel?
I don't think I did. I'm all not right. that for anybody, I don't think. But number eight. Posting revealing images or videos of yourself.
No.
19%.
I don't even get people that sext each other, their significant other. Like, especially when you're just dating them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, if you break up,
yeah.
that's ammunition.
Yeah, sure. I mean, whatever. Go ahead, share it. I don't care. I got nothing to be ashamed of.
I do. A lot.
Speak for yourself.
I am.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the thing is, though, I seem to see, like, every other day somebody in one of my feeds is debuting a new OnlyFans page. So, like, you know, that number's
yeah,
gotta,
that's become a thing.
That's got to be only on the rise.
Although,
19%.
A lot of people are using it for very odd things that have nothing to do with sexualizing anything.
Originally, that's what it was supposed to be for.
Right, and that's kind of where they're leading. Like, there's a girl that I follow that the OnlyFans page is for her hearse. It is hysterical.
Oh.
It is absolutely hysterical. She's making money off of it. Why not?
Whatever. You know, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it honestly feels at this point, though, like Patreon is sort of the place for regular stuff.
Kind
and
of.
OnlyFans is almost exclusively for butt stuff.
And feet.
And
oh,
feet.
That, yeah, like my OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. You know, Kara's keeping on it. So Kara can put herself in that 19% here. number seven, sexting someone nude images. 20%
nope.
said they've done it.
I've never done it, never will.
Mm-hmm. No. Like random people? I guess,
it just says,
right?
No, no, it's just says sexting someone nude images. So that could be anyone. So, like, if you've done it, that puts you in this category.
Well, yeah, the other half, murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, me too.
Look
at, yeah, me too. Look at me and you,
yeah,
right?
We're fine.
There's these two prudes over here.
I've never done it. I would never be found dead sending anything erotic to
you
anyone
know why?
In my life.
Because my luck, I would take the picture and send it to somebody else.
Exactly.
It would never go where it was supposed to go.
My
mom and dad would get it. It would be disgusting.
The only thing golfer is allowed to touch that's mine is my crystal figurines. And even that is just the rabbit, which I don't like that much. Which is why I let him touch it.
No, but
I'm
I agree with Kara.
I'm just sending it to the wrong person.
I agree with Kara.
Yeah.
I know the way I text.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to the wrong person.
That sounds like fun. That's like Russian roulette with
Russian
with roulette with your boobs. Yeah. It's
but I, no. Uh-uh. Nope. Nope.
Golfer and I are strictly platonic, I'll have you know. Nothing indecent, huh? I wouldn't be called dead. Such vileness in this world.
And then there's Mickey and I over here with our others having
your
high old time. Yeah,
I keep myself amused.
Yeah, right. I'm at work. I'm like, hey, hell on earth, you want to see the undercarriage?
Oh, man.
I don't think that's a sex. That's like a hospital photo or something.
Tainted love.
That can describe a lot of the pictures of me, honestly. And you wonder why I don't post on Instagram that often.
Posting said to your doctor for advice.
Posting a photo or video of someone without their permission.
Absolutely
never.
Not.
We'll never do that.
Yeah,
I've done that.
It's actually illegal. It's illegal to do.
She's done that. She's literally done that with me.
Yeah. So you won't show your own husband your boobs, but you will violate someone else's privacy.
She did that yesterday with me.
Yeah. If you get in the frame of my photo, that's a risk you take.
I did the NSYNC dance, and then it's all over social media now.
I mean, that deserves to be there, though. That's a work of art.
Blur out your face if you don't want to be in it.
I can't. You took the video.
Well,
you just got to spin your head real fast when you're walking around her every time.
I'm blurry.
I'm constantly blurry.
No, because if it's a video, then I just look like I'm crazy.
Well,
I look like a manic.
It tracks.
Hello.
Number five is leaving mean or abusive comments on someone's post.
Oh, like a rando.
Yeah, or like anybody that's not
a
you,
troll.
Really.
Yeah, I don't do that because, like, why bother? Just scroll past it and be done with it. I don't have time for that.
I don't want to be a keyboard warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to fancy myself that when I was younger and stupider. I mean, I'm still stupid, but I'm older now at least. And I don't have the time for
just,
it.
Like,
anymore.
Time
the
consuming
energy.
To be, like, rude for no reason.
The energy and everything else. Is, oh, my God.
Well, that and let the person be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever they believe in or whatever they're doing, let them be happy.
That's honestly one thing I don't understand. Like, if you're going to post something on your own page that's inviting an argument, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But, like, to go to someone else's page, something that they've posted that, like, where they weren't naming you, like, your name wasn't in their mouth, they didn't care, and, like, you're looking to pick a fight, that's some stuff, man. Like,
you're likely
not
going to change their mind anyway,
well,
so why bother?
Posting something you regretted while drunk.
No.
What about just posting something you regretted just because you had your phone in your hands? If you're not drunk, because I've done that. I post stuff sometimes, I'm like, man, I probably shouldn't have posted that. And then I delete it.
Oh, God.
No.
Not like bad, like not mean things, just like things where I'm like, maybe I'm being philosophical and I'm like pondering things.
You're in a mood.
And then I'm like, this is too much. Nobody cares about this. And then I just delete it. I've done that.
I don't care if anybody cares about it. But I do think about what I post before I post it.
Yeah, yeah, as you should. Sending sexually provocative messages.
Well,
it was like, that's technically not like, that's beyond images. That's like sexting, you know,
like words.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like hey,
like no. Erotica.
Cause the thing is like I don't know how to.
Oh, you send like an eggplant emoji or like a hot dog emoji or like a peach.
You see, if you start doing that, then I'm just going to get hungry.
Yeah, right.
A melty face.
A melty... Oh.
Yeah, the guy melting. Yeah, the face melting. It's like a... Okay, that's one.
The light bulb goes off. Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
I get that now.
Posting something when you were... excuse me. My voice betrayed me.
Yes, it did.
Posting something when you were angry, then regretting it.
Nope. No regrets.
No. Yeah, no regrets here.
I've done that. I have done that before.
I have not. I've caught myself in the middle of about to do that.
Yeah.
But then I stopped.
For me, it's been a while now, like a good number of years since I've done that. But yeah, there were times when I've definitely done that and been like, and you know what? Blah, you know, but then like after, you there have been also times, though, where you write out the whole thing and then you're like, nah.
Nah, man. Nah.
Back cancel. Backspace. You know.
Nope.
I know. Yeah. Well, nothing vexes you at all.
It really doesn't.
Well, that's so disappointing when you write out the whole thing and then delete it, though.
I know.
Because, like, you put a lot of time and anger into that. You know?
It's like, it's one of those things. I think, like, what really started me down the path of enlightenment and avoiding doing it was, like, the one time I remember specifically I was going to write something, and it was on, like, paragraph 7. And
wow.
I was like, man, I got to let this go. Like, I'm going to be here all day writing this.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, like, why can't I just do that all the time?
Yeah.
Just let it go, and who cares?
And not only that. You post this long 7-paragraph, whatever
nobody's
it may be.
It. Nobody.
Not only is nobody reading it, but that other person or thing that you're mad at isn't affected by you at all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so you're the only one hurting in that situation.
I hate to break it to everybody online, but nobody is affected by anything that you do on the internet.
That's
literally nobody.
True. No. Yeah.
Literally.
Exactly.
You're just sitting there, and I'm over here, and I can just plain ignore it.
Sometimes you don't even have to like write something about somebody. They'll just pretend something else you wrote was about them in their own minds. They'll create it. So let them do it themselves.
Important.
Yeah.
And finally, arguing with random people.
Well, yeah.
38% have done that.
Oh, that's it? Because it's definitely more than that.
It's definitely. It's like virtually probably 100%.
Yeah,
that's how Facebook was built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I don't know if it was. It became that, though.
Yeah.
It really did.
I should say, it kept its strength because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. People, like, finding ways to antagonize each other. That's, like, why social media is what it is now.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I get after like the third or fourth, like if I'm realizing this person is just creating an argument to create an argument and not solving anything, I'm like, I'm done.
That's right.
It's not worth my breath.
Well, nobody goes on the internet to learn anything.
I do. I go to Wikipedia, so apparently.
No, no.
It's the wrong place. Anybody could put anything there.
Let us know if you've committed any of these.
What is happening?
Yeah, you dying?
My voice just doesn't want to be here tonight, apparently.
Oh.
So, let us know if you've done any of these sins, and we shall provide you with penance.
Oh.
Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Up next, though, 8 rules for healthy arguments.
Oh. Mm.
Well, we may help you right now in this episode.
Yep.
Maybe. We'll fix all your damages.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
This is my fight.
Mickey, have you covered this one yet?
No, thankfully.
What a shame. CNBC had this story from two relationship experts, came up with a list of 8 rules for arguing in a healthy manner. If you're a fan of Married at First Sight,
what? I've heard of it.
The hell is
it doesn't
that?
Make sense to me. Is it real? I don't know.
Wait, yeah. Is there a legitimate...
Is it a show?
Yeah. It's got to be a reality show where like they show people each other and they decide, do you want to get married or not? Is
I
that
think
how
they
it works?
It's meet kind of, at the altar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's kind of like the show 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
What is the premise of that one?
They spend 90 days together and then they get married. They just meet each other.
So Married at First Sight is just like... an immediate.
Yeah, just you're there.
We've just shortened
boom.
The time frame.
Yeah.
All these new creative ideas coming out of Hollywood.
This is what, because this is what, you know, the marriage institution in this country needs. More than half of people getting divorced all the time. It's like, yeah, what we need.
Maybe that's their point.
What we need is
what's
more.
The difference?
Right, yeah. This is basically what most of you people are doing anyway. But anyway, these people are involved in that show, I guess. Dr. Jessica Griffin and Dr. Pepper Schwartz.
Nope.
Ooh. I like the name.
Pepper Schwartz sounds like a Mel Brooks character.
Yes.
Anyway.
Sounds like a dog.
Yeah. Go ahead, Peppa.
They've said that the idea that healthy couples don't fight is a big misconception. I mean...
Yeah.
Everybody fights at some point.
What relationship doesn't argue ever about anything?
I know. You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do have to.
We fight sometimes.
Us? The four of us?
Yeah.
Aw.
Never. It's only a love story.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can't be true. We just said.
I mean, I would say, though, that like when we have had our, you know,
disagreements,
we've done it in a healthy way.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think there's never been like raised voices or accusations or objects being thrown.
Because it's not done in malice. We're all trying to do better for what we do here with the show.
Yeah.
That's
like Lazy E's never broken a bottle over my head or
lately.
I mean,
except when I asked him
the
to.
The option is there.
What we do behind closed doors is our business, not yours.
It's true.
No.
Anyway, they go on to say that healthy couples just argue more effectively. You hear the top 8 ground rules for healthy arguments. So starting at number 8, state positive needs. Like, I need to feel closer to you, as opposed to, I need you to stop being an idiot.
Yeah, that's not the right approach to say, I need you to stop being a whiny bitch.
I mean, I guess that's kind of like a, rather than saying, like, why aren't you listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
You could say, like, I need you to understand where I'm coming from. Like, that kind of sounds better than why aren't you listening to me?
That's like that me statement thing where you're not putting it onto them. You're saying from a place of you. What you need or feel or whatever.
Yeah. Number 7 is try to use I feel statements instead of blaming each other.
I feel Kara's knee.
Yeah. I know.
What's going on?
I feel Mickey playing.
Yeah, there's some pocket pool going on under the table here. What's up? Anyway, so, and then Kara scoots away. Like, wow, that was.
I didn't mean to.
Not even, that wasn't even subtle. She ran. She gave you the cold shoulder. Yeah.
That started.
Man, you really are.
This happened.
You really are opposed to any kind of intimacy, aren't you?
No.
Mickey's writhing finger.
I know. It was like shimmering up and down.
That's what she said.
So use I feel. Yeah. Take the stance. It's you and me against the problem, not you against me.
Yeah, you and me against the world.
But what about if it's me? I'm the problem.
So technically, it'd be you and golfer against you.
Right, okay.
So you're in a handicap tag match against yourself.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Always assure, always assume you both want the same thing, to connect and improve your relationship.
Yeah, no matter which side of the argument you're on, you could both be fighting for something good.
Uh-huh. You're fighting because you care enough to try to keep things... Like, if you didn't care, you'd just not pay attention, right?
You would think. You would think that.
Some people just like to fight?
I don't know. I mean, So my thing is, like... And I've talked to a couple people about this. I think, like, a lot of the problem with, like, why some relationships work and some don't. Mm-hmm. And Mickey, I feel like all of us here are in healthy, like, you know, relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Where we're happy, we're mm-hmm. content, you know, when there aren't, like, major problems or anything. At least not that I'm aware of, and I'm not going to call them out right now. Send an email anonymously to freaksatafreakaccident.com, and we'll talk about it later. But, no, like, I think the issue is some people in their relationships, like, they have... like a constant checklist, like that either every day, every week, or whatever, like all these items need to be checked off. In other words, like the relationship is entirely conditional. If you don't do X, Y, Z, mm-hmm. then it's over. Sure. And like, so the assumption is it's over unless, whereas in a healthy relationship, you're assuming we're together.
Unless.
So like, you know, rather than setting conditions to keep it together, there's, like, boundaries where, like, hey, like, you know, if these lines are crossed, you know, then, like, you know, obviously we would part ways. But, like, the initial assumption, the base assumption of the relationship isn't that it's going to fail.
Right.
Because I think that's the problem. When you're thinking this isn't going to work, instinctively, you're automatically looking for reasons to get mad at the other person, to not trust the other person, to, you know, do whatever.
Well, it's the mindset of I want to change this person instead of accepting them for who they are.
Hmm? Yeah, you're right.
Ooh, he said I was right.
What?
It happens sometimes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Never quit in the middle and storm out. They say it's okay to ask for a short 20-minute break, though.
No. I've often been like, I'm not talking about this anymore today. Let's pick it up tomorrow. Or
no, that's not good.
I do that. We do that a lot.
And because here's the thing.
You stew. The argument continues in your mind.
Sometimes it's good because I don't stew so much as I calm myself down. Like, if I need a minute, sometimes it's to the next day just because, you know, like we go to bed, it's like, all right, you know what, I'm not like burning mad at you anymore, but I don't want to fight anymore because I'm gonna do something I don't think I want to do, so let's just
punch
be quiet. Let's just be quiet, figure it out. I want to plan my method of what I'm gonna say, so I say thoughtful things instead of just things in the heat of the moment.
I can agree with that. I think
it's just I need longer than 20 minutes to do that is what I'm saying.
I would.
That's what she said.
Oh God.
I would think, like, for me, I do that though, but like I don't do it in the middle of the argument.
No,
it's usually like if anything, I'll be like, look, I need some time to figure out what I want to say. You know, like before the argument even starts, I want to take the time to really think through what I'm feeling. And then be able to effectively communicate it rather than starting an argument and then being like, because that's the thing. Like, if you rush right into it, like,
oh, it's
you could end up saying something bad.
It's a bloodbath.
Yeah, you're not even necessarily like hearing what your own feelings are saying, kind of thing. So, like,
I learned the 8-second pause before I react to something. 8 seconds.
Yeah, stop and think about it.
Yeah, 8 seconds before I get mad. And then usually it figures itself out.
Pausing in general is a very, very good character attribute to have. Pause before you respond. Pause before you hit post. Pause before, you know,
unless
whatever.
It's me, because I just don't talk enough.
Quit your pausing.
Yeah, you are just a pause.
Yeah, hit play once in a while.
Maybe.
Jeez. No name calling or shaming.
Yeah.
That seems to be a given.
Yeah, but that's not fun.
Wow.
Your goal is to resolve things so you can move forward, not to win.
Yeah.
That's a thing I think with some people, who always need to get the last word. Like, I've lost friendships over that, where it's like you just couldn't, you had to go that one step further because you just needed to get that final barb in there. Like, we were okay until, like, you just couldn't let it go and you needed to get the last word. And then it's like, well, that's...
I think that depends, too, because, like, sometimes it's not even a last word thing. It's just people have missed putting boundaries in place in the first place, mm-hmm. and they're finally getting to that point of, like, yo, I need a boundary, and you are not hearing me out.
Yeah, but when you're, you, at the end of an argument, are right, oh... I mean, it's like chef's kiss. You know, I hear this in my head. I want to rip off my shirt and just be like, yeah! As a guy, it doesn't happen often. It's true.
I'm going to pause before I say anything.
Very wise of you. And finally, be honest but not cruel.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be honest and upfront and open about what you're feeling, but, like...
And then everybody thinks I'm being cruel.
Well, I think, like, yeah, you also, though, need to be willing to accept that you might be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could be honest, I'm feeling this way, but, like, you might be, you know, you might be lying to yourself.
That's
another
reason.
Your subconscious might be lying to you.
Why I would take that little pause or, like, resume the fight the next morning is because not only what am I going to say, but maybe what am I going to require to be okay with our resolution in this argument? Like, maybe when you first start an argument, you want, this is what I want from you. You need to acknowledge this, and I'll, you know, I'll only acknowledge this. And then maybe you go to sleep and you think about it as you're, like, going to bed, and then you, over the course of sleeping, realize, I don't really need, like, you to do all of this. If we can meet here instead, you know, you kind of, like,
yeah,
agree, make agreements a little bit.
Meet,
I don't know.
Meet cute. Right. Exactly.
Meet cute.
I meet cute for arguments.
Hopefully that's the list. So, like, hopefully that helps. I think some of that is good advice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, just be more constructive, not destructive.
And understand that you have to come to a compromise.
Yeah, imagine that.
Mm.
Ooh, wow, one person, sorry, E, one person can't always be right.
Go ahead, play that song again.
Yeah. If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my I mean, mind. That's true, though. You know, like, you can't, you don't always need to be right. Sometimes everything, every human interaction ever is give and take. So...
Everybody needs somebody sometimes. Uh-huh. Everybody needs some cash somehow.
Oh, my God. All right. So we got Yes Or BS.
That's a better song you're singing.
I've never in my life have I wanted Lazy Mick E more than I want him right now. But we're going to get him next on Yes Or BS.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Hey, we are back to another wonderful game of Yes or BS. Thank you to everybody
else.
Why am
I the only one that said anything?
Why are you the only one that doesn't shut up afterwards?
Studio's real dusty.
You're dusty. Boom, roasted. Yeah. So, it's an easy game. I say a statement. And you decide, yes, it's true, or no, it's total BS.
BS.
Well, we don't really decide. We guess.
You decide in your head. That's guessing.
I guess. Could be.
Boom.
The music is back.
That's right. So good. We just keep it rolling. Just keep it rolling. Speaking of rolling, we're rolling on with some guests right now.
Love Limp Bizkit.
Hailing from the swamps of nether lore.
I'm glad to see you prepared for the show, Lazy Mickey.
7 foot five, 380 pounds.
Wow.
We have Mickey.
Once the glamour comes off, yeah.
Kind of boots am I wearing?
The one that fits that size of a person. And then, when she's not late, it's great. It's Kara!
So she's never great.
Wow.
That's where I was going. Yeah. Glad to see
you. Thank you for jumping on that so quickly.
You can shut up now. Thank you. And then we have Crisco.
Wow.
Woo. That's it. With my empty Instagram. Empty Instagram, empty brain.
I'm going to empty a load of whoop ass on you if you don't shut up.
I thought he was going to say he was going to empty a magazine.
Could happen.
Could happen.
Could happen.
All right.
All right.
I'm ready.
This is all about Amazon because we had Amazon Prime Day.
Like the jungle?
No. Yeah. The website.
All right.
We're going to start it out and you tell me yes or BS. Amazon held its meetings at Barnes & Noble when it first started. Yes or BS? We'll start with Kara.
That would be really ironic, wouldn't it?
I am actually going to say yes.
I'm going with yes.
It almost seems like too weird because, like, they'd be having their meetings at the business that they would eventually try to destroy.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Bezos used to put posts on Craigslist to find help.
Don't help him out.
I'm just saying.
This is a fun fact.
Well, yes, that's I'm going to have to say BS to that one. Okay. I don't think that's a little too on the nose. There's no way that's real.
It is real. Yes. Before Amazon became the commercial giant that it is now, in its early days, founder Jeff Bezos, along with his wife Mackenzie Bezos, and his first employee Shell. That name used to meet at a local Barnes & Noble store.
See, this is why Barnes & Noble should kick all those stupid people out of their cafe. Like, yep. Your novel isn't going to be any good, and you could be creating a company that's going to try and kill us. So,
yep.
This is the cafe right now, and I'm about to kick you out. Shut up. All right.
All right.
Okay. Fine.
Did you snort?
No.
You did.
I might have.
You definitely did.
Probably.
Amazon was first called Buy It Now. Mickey, yes or BS?
Yes?
Yes.
BS.
The answer is BS!
Oh, whoa! I'm blowing my own mind right now.
Bezos first decided to call his website Kadabra, but his lawyer advised him against it since it sounded too similar to cadaver.
How about
it doesn't sound
stupid?
Anything like that.
That was the what people can't read.
What?
People can't read.
People don't listen either.
Yeah.
That's you. That's you.
Ooh. All right. Next. Well,
the next fact or BS.
Oh.
Amazon was first launched as a thrift store. Crisco, yes or BS?
BS.
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 It is BS!
Yeah, woo! Right.
Bezos' initial research supported the idea that the most practical thing on the internet was to sell books, which is why he launched Amazon as a book-selling website.
I'd love to see that research. It seems weird.
Yeah, right? Books.
Yeah.
All things.
Yeah, who reads?
Especially when libraries exist.
Yeah. Why on the internet, though?
But you know what is on the internet? Yes or BS. And it is sponsored. Today's sponsor of Yes or BS, the Amazon Prime Edition, is eBay Store. The best place to buy anything you need is at the eBay Store.
I actually did buy something off eBay the other day.
Don't care.
Living in the past.
Yeah.
Keeping them.
Was it a gag? Because you need one.
Oh, like a ball gag. Got
yeah.
Do I get to wear one of those hoods with it?
We call you the machine.
Because that's all I'm good for.
You're fired.
That was a fantastic Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. All right. The next question, or fact.
I feel filthy.
Amazon sold its first book in 1995. Yes or BS? Are you farting?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going with BS.
It was early. I don't know if it was that early.
The Mesozoic era, probably.
I'm going to say BS.
The Mesozoic era.
The Mesozoic era.
The answer is yes.
Oh, wow.
Website sold its first book in 1995.
95.
Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies by Douglas Hofstadter.
Isn't that the last name of somebody in The Big Bang Theory?
It might be.
Leonard Hofstadter. Hmm. Maybe that's how they got the last name. There we go.
Interesting.
So, like, Amazon was there from the very beginning of the internet then, basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought I just don't remember them before eBay.
Maybe that's why the research suggested books to sell, because, like, it was... There was nothing really on the internet yet.
I don't remember a time when this was everybody else's show and not mine. This is yes or BS, not chit-chat time.
It's BS time.
Yeah, BS is in there. That's your own fault for naming it, though.
About to suck a punch you. That's what it stands for. The P is silent. Okay. The last yes or BS statement. Amazon Kindle did poorly at first launch. Yes or BS?
Yes.
BS.
Yes.
The answer is BS. Yeah. The world's favorite reading tablet, the Kindle, was first made available in the public in 2007. A wildly popular gadget even today, it is no surprise that the first batch of Kindle readers sold out in the U.S. in under 5 hours, 5.5 hours. It wrote really poorly on this website. It says 5 hours and a half. What is this? ELS class?
5 hours and a half, yeah. It's like the Southern Netherlands wrote that article.
The winner of yes or BS is Jeff Bezos, because we all spend money there.
Not wrong.
That's actually correct. Yes.
But I got my hiking boots.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident. We always go above and beyond in serving our community. The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
Do any of us even have rich friends?
No.
We.
I have
a golden doodle.
You are rich.
Yeah. Well, I have figurines, living in your a golden doodle.
Your Victorian mansion.
I have friends that make a decent amount of money, but I wouldn't call them rich.
Mickey, you know rich people?
Yes.
You have rich friends?
Yes.
Rich ones?
You don't need to say their names, but like
just tell us their addresses.
Yeah, and what scale are they like rich?
Yeah, like how rich are they?
Like six figures.
I don't know if that's rich. That's like... At this economy, that's like middle class.
I think people recently were asked about how much they would need a year to feel like rich. And I think they said something like $458,000 a year or something would make them feel rich.
Just under that last tax bracket.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Interesting.
Survey says.
So how far into six figures, though?
Far.
Oh.
Oh, so we're getting close to the seven.
Yeah.
Oh
my God! Really?
Per year?
Are they around here?
Damn.
Per year? Okay, that is pretty wealthy.
I think that's pretty freaking good.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Would they like to invest in this podcast?
No.
Why not? They got money to spare.
That's obviously. They do not.
Wait, what state are they living
in? Sound like they're
in?
Very rich then.
I want to know what state they choose to live in if they're that rich.
Massachusetts,
of course.
So so that means that they're not that rich then, where the cost
that's
of living
still
is
high for up there.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm impressed.
But, anyways, the point of this conversation is what?
Oh, right.
Don't get so offended. Jeez. I'm sorry I threatened your rich friends with investing in your thing. Ugh.
It's our thing.
Yeah, but you're a part of it. You're here.
So it becomes mine, even though it's our.
Well, if you have the rich friends, then it's yours. Jesus.
So Fortune Magazine had this article. Do you have any friends who are currently putting you in debt? That's how the article starts off. So basically, it's a big story about a new trend where people are dumping their wealthier friends because they are too expensive to hang out with.
I could understand that.
You see, with my friends that make a good amount of money, there isn't many of them, but the ones that do make a decent chunk of change, they never make us do what they want to do. They always do what we do.
Yeah, right.
They're very smart with their money.
Which is like the conscientious thing to do.
Yeah, they're not like going, let's go to the Caribbean over the summer and stuff like that.
And I'll pay for everybody.
Yeah. Or no.
Rich people never do that.
No, but they also don't go. And everybody's expected to go.
Right.
On your own dime.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the people who get married and have destination weddings and like expect you to come and just blow a whole bunch of money on flights and hotels and everything else. It's like, I mean, you know.
This is probably aimed more towards like the friends that I had in high school that I wouldn't really consider friends once I got into my 20s because they were new to money. Like, it was their parents' money.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't quite understand. It was a game for them. They were very much like, you know, let's see who has more money. And let's see who can spend more, so they do more ridiculous things with their money, and I was not having any of it.
Isn't that like, it's actually a thing, right?
With rich
people, that new money is like a derogatory term that they use for people like that, because it's like, they get rich relatively recently, and they go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So someone polled 1,000 millennials and Gen Zers, and over a third said they had at least one friend who makes them spend more than they can afford.
Rude.
But that's also, who's the bad one in that situation?
Right.
The person making you, or saying you have to spend it, or you for doing it.
Right.
Yeah, you could just say no, or like you can be an adult and talk to them and say, hey, I can't afford all this luxury crap you're making me doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like,
every time we eat, go out to eat, we go to the restaurants with caviar. Can't we just go to the burger place?
Sounds better anyway.
But like, in high school, those friends, I would have that conversation with them. I'm like, I can't afford this. Like, whatever we're planning on doing, I can't afford it. And most of the time, either one, they would pay for me to go wherever we were going, or they'd be like, okay, like next time we'll do something that like we can all get together for. And that was an okay conversation.
Yeah.
But there were some that were like, you're not my friend anymore because you are not on the same level. And it's like, well, whatever.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is.
Yeah. Over 80% of people polled said that they've had to use credit cards or have gone into debt trying to keep up with their
stupid.
Yeah, that's irresponsible.
Yeah.
The most common things well-off friends cause us to overspend on include restaurant meals.
Yep.
I could see that. Like I said, like, you know, yeah, like you're not just going to go to the pub and have like a burger or something like that. Like, you got to go to the fancy place.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks at bars.
Bottle service.
That's like the big one, right? Like, who the hell needs bottle service? Why do you got to pop a bottle of champagne? Just drink a freaking beer, an IPA, like a real person.
Yeah, again, it's a status symbol.
Yeah. Vacations, elaborate celebrations for things like birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes and spa treatments are two more big ones as well. Yeah, I mean, the status thing though, like I've even said before, I think we've talked about it like when we've talked about the lottery segments and stuff. By the way, what's that
700 and something million.
The Powerball or the Mega Millions?
Powerball.
Yeah.
But the Mega Millions is also up.
Yeah, they're both up. So like, that's what I mean. if I ever won one of those things, like I'm not going to, I don't know, there's just such stupid things that people spend money on where it's like bottle service, like what do you need that for?
I know.
Like why? You know, what are you going to spend $1,000 on a bottle of champagne for? Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They care.
Apparently, I wouldn't. Like, even if I had the money, I wouldn't care. Who needs
Well, it's
that?
Like those places that come out with the most expensive burger and they have, like, gold shavings on them.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. It's like, are you stupid?
Yeah.
It's a burger.
I wonder, maybe you have to be, I don't know. Just why would you? I can't see the.
But I always say anything could be the most expensive burger. If you like, okay, I made a burger and it has a diamond on it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, then it's not. No, that's not a burger.
Yeah.
That's a diamond with a burger.
Yeah. That's
burger on the side.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've mentioned this before. That's why I'm not a sneakerhead either. Like, I can't understand spending hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of dollars on shoes. Stuff touches the floor all day. Like, why would I want to do that?
Yeah,
give me the cheapest shoes money can buy. That's it. I'm like $50 maximum. That's like where I'm at with buying shoes. Most Americans, especially younger generations, are living paycheck to paycheck. So it adds up. Sometimes it's easier to just ghost the person than to explain the problem. A according to how that story goes on. I don't understand.
Then they're not your friend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but then again, I would argue that those people who like left Mickey in the dust saying, well, you're obviously not on our level, weren't sure. your friends either.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not. But I mean, again, teenage years, you're figuring that out. And I mean, they're still figuring themselves out because, again, they're coming from their parents' money. It's not like they mm-hmm. earned it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why Kara doesn't hang out with us that much outside of here.
Mm. Yeah.
She's like, you guys just can't afford my lifestyle. You would never eat an endangered species, would you, for dinner? Ah, then we can't possibly go out to eat together.
Wait, is pizza endangered?
I just almost ruined her
because
whole...
that scares me.
That was really good.
Yeah, I don't know. If you've got, if you listener have a rich friend or something, tell us how you deal with it. Send an email. We don't even need to use names. I always say that. Like, when you send emails, just ask us to leave you anonymously. We wouldn't blow up your spot like that. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Let us know how you deal with it, what it's like, what the struggles are. We'll revisit this. I don't mind that. So that's the end of the show, though.
Yay!
Wow. Yeah. You know, I thought we were better than this now.
No, we're not.
We're back to... I'm going to break a bottle over.
Wait, we're down to three. Don't do it.
Yeah, so the one, the mathematical...
The
perfect swear word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'll push that to next week. Along with... well, I'll get to that in a minute. First, the website, freakaccident.com. There's a podcast section that has every episode we've ever done. Because, like, you can only scroll so far on Spotify. Right. So every episode is there. You've got a connect section with social media links. We've got a shop with T-shirts and a form to request free stickers that we will send to you. Wherever you get podcasts, though, make sure you download, subscribe, and leave a good review every time a new episode comes out.
Unless you're getting them on Stitcher. I think that's going away. Is that what it's called, Stitcher?
Yeah.
One of them's going away at the end of August. So don't subscribe there because it's going away anyway.
Okay, but we're everywhere else.
Yeah,
we're literally everywhere else.
Ignore that one for now.
Yeah, but wherever you prefer to listen to your podcast from.
Except there,
because that one's not going to, it's going
to
explode.
Then you have to find us again, and I mean, it won't be hard, but,
Damn it.
He didn't even have it ready.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Leave a good review, though. And then next week, when we come back, assuming that you visited the Connect section and followed us on social media, we're going to be doing a listener active, which is where we ask for your feedback. Lazy, he's giving our social media liaison the look. In honor of, you know, having it been Prime Day the last couple of days, peace be upon Optimus, what is the worst purchase you've ever made?
I've got one.
Right.
You've got one?
I got one.
Man, I'm going to have to really try and think about
that. Yeah, so am I.
The worst purchase? Ugh, I don't know.
I got one.
Okay.
That'll be next week, though.
Yeah.
We have some time.
Got a whole week to think about it.
Yeah. There's not many purchases I regret. Especially that Viking hat over there. I love that thing. Anyway, so we'll be back with that next week. Bring your worst purchases, and we will talk about it when we get back here. So thanks for listening to this one, and we'll catch you again soon. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
We did it!
Woohoo! The show is over. Whatever happened to
predictability? Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.